Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the JUCO Podcast, listeners. This JUCO Podcast is basically about all current events, anything really. Topics are from a wide variety from, politics to sports to just about anything, everything in life. Today, we will be talking about the long and overdue ongoing topic about college athletes, student athletes getting paid on top of their scholarship. So this particular episode is for any viewers who agree that student athletes should get paid, for any viewers who disagree, for any college sports fans out there, for anyone who is into politics or anybody really, because this is really politics when it comes down to it. So the NCAA claims for many reasons that, you know, they haven't been paying these athletes, whether it was because they're receiving an education for free, $100,000 education for free, or whether it's because the athletes are technically amateurs. So this particular episode is for anyone out there, any mothers, any student athletes, any regular college students, any dogs, cats, fishes, anybody out there, honestly. This is really politics when it comes down to it, because the NCAA is gaining millions on top of millions on revenue, and the athletes are getting nothing, even though they're producing all this revenue when it comes down to it. Here today, I also have with me my teammate slash classmate slash co-founder of this podcast, Nick Berry.
Hello.
So, Nick, so basically the NCAA has came up with many reasons why they haven't paid these athletes on the top of their scholarship, you know, whether it was being that, you know, they're getting a free education at all these top schools, top universities that other, you know, students have to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars for, or, you know.
All right, so one of the reasons they haven't paid the student-athletes is because they're technically considered amateurs. According to the NCAA website, anybody who has signed with a professional team, played with professionals, participated in tryouts, practices, accepted prize money, signed with an agent, or has been represented by them, all may be circumstances that would impact your amateur status. This is a big thing that people actually look for when they come out to these games on Saturday nights and spend all this money on these tickets and all the other merchandise and all these jerseys and all this stuff for student athletes. So it's crazy that at this time they're still considered amateurs when this whole business has been set up around them. There's been cases where student athletes have actually lost eligibility because of this. For example, is Donald De La Haye. He lost his eligibility because of a YouTube channel. You know what I mean? Like
a YouTube channel. We're talking about a kid who is making videos about his everyday life, being goofy. He was just making videos about him walking to class, practicing his kicking, his punting, whatever he did. And the University of Central Florida found him ineligible because he was making profits off YouTube. So
that's the crazy thing when you really think about it, is that he's doing something that everyday college students do. There's been plenty of other college students that have made their own YouTube channels and have all, you know, made money off of that area of focus, if you will. And to think that just because this guy's going out and showcasing the stuff that he does on a daily basis is just, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if anything, they asked him to change over his account to a non-monetary account. And I mean, if you really think about it, this kid's making all these, having all these people follow him and tell him all these inspirational things and everything that keeps this kid kind of going on a daily basis through the college struggle. And I mean, to have him try to switch over to a whole nother account and stuff, first off, that wouldn't generate the right type of revenue in the YouTube channel. And I mean, it's just his likeness. It's just who he is on a daily basis.
And I feel like they could have arranged something with the university. Like, instead of, you know, stripping away, like, somehow, some way, they could have had him not receive any of his YouTube profit until he finished school or until he was, you know, done being a student at the university.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, nobody's here to say that, okay, maybe they don't, I don't know, for whatever reason, he can't have it now, but why can't he have it later?
Even? Exactly. Like,
he can't put that away, and you guys somehow, I don't know the way, you know what I mean? I'm not here to fix it. Somebody has to fix it.
Exactly. But,
I mean, okay, so here we're going to transition over a little bit over to just what encompasses a whole scholarship and just how much revenue the NCAA actually brings in. I mean, in 2017, roughly 181,306 athletic scholarships were sent out across the NCAA. And that's not even just one sport specific. That's not one gender. That's across all sports. Football to rowing to men to women to all the way across, really.
And for big schools like Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, USC, the average scholarship is about $41,686. And with that, that covers, you know, the books, fees, tuition, housing, food, all that, but gives little money for the athletes to actually have a life outside of, you know, school and football. They are already going to class for 5 hours of the day. They have to train for their sport for 4 hours. They have to wake up at 5 a.m., go to weights, go to class right after weights, eat, have meetings before practice, go to practice, and then go study right after practice, and then go home and sleep. Like, they have no free time to do anything. And
it's kind of crazy because even the NCAA themselves say that on average it takes about 43 hours out of the week that should take up your athletic time, or that is going to take up your athletic time. And people in their everyday work lives don't, or they work 40-hour weeks on exactly. average, you know what I mean? And student-athletes are working 43 hours. People are getting paid all the way around them, and they're receiving none of it outside of their scholarships, which
they are working overtime for the NCAA to nearly make $1.1 billion in revenue. It is crazy.
And that's really, if you think about it, exactly what it is. The overtime without being paid for the overtime, really.
Exactly. And honestly, where the NCAAs and colleges are really running out of places to put the revenue because they're making so much. You see schools building new facilities, new weight rooms, new locker rooms, new basketball courts, new football stadiums every year, in and out every year. And nothing goes to the athletes.
Yeah, like, I believe it was the Bleacher Report even reported that every year these same athletic departments are putting up $1 million arcades and bowling alleys all inside of their athletic institutions, but they're not paying the athletes to do anything else. It's like trying to keep them there in a weird way. I don't know. But I know that the NCAA, according to USA Today, brought in nearly $1.1 billion in 2017. And this is coming from a nonprofit organization that's here to help out student athletes. $1.1 billion is quite a bit.
And you don't have enough to give a little. Just a little bit for the kids and young adults that are really producing all this revenue is crazy.
Yeah.
And they have many reasons to justify of paying the student athletes with the scholarships. I mean, players receive payment in their education, they say. I mean, education is valuable, but honestly, no student athlete chooses a school because of their education. They are most, like, it's over 90% of them choose the school because of athletics and because they want to perform at the next level.
Right, and because it just takes up that much time that the in the end, the academics come second. They come second to the athletics, and nobody wants to be the one to say it, but you know what I mean? Like, kids are pulled out every year. Bleacher Report reported that during March Madness, that the college basketball players get pulled out for over 2 weeks of their entire semester that this college is paying for. It doesn't quite make sense.
Exactly. It is really crazy. This is, the athletes are provided an opportunity to get a free education and play a sport that they love but won't get paid for it, even though the NCAA is making billions in revenue. It is sick.
Yeah, the Aspen Institute reported that the NCAA is actually the people who came up with this whole student-athlete term in the first place, which is kind of crazy because they're the ones who then are the one dictating who makes the rules and who enforces them all in the same time. So it's a little weird, but another reason that people want to not pay student-athletes, I guess, is that the players maintain their amateurism. There's something good about the competition that comes with having the college athletics not being paid for as opposed to the NFL with professionals. And it really comes down to consumer choice. Consumer choice refers to the decisions that consumers make with regard to products and services. And
see, the thing with consumer choice in the college football world is so popular because they're going to be the next thing coming at the next level, at the professional level. I mean, you have these college athletes with more followers than professional on Instagram. You have these kids are really celebrities. They're signing all these autographs. They're getting, you know, bombarded by fans. They're doing interviews all for free. For free.
Yeah, and to tie it back to that consumer choice thing is that they think that that people will choose watching student athletes because they're not paid over watching them if they're paid, which just doesn't make any sense if they're the ones bringing in money. And they try to back this with the whole idea that the athletes should be grateful. They should be accepting in the opportunity that they get to continue on at the next level when really, I mean, they're the ones bringing in the money.
Exactly. The NCAA should be grateful that the student athletes haven't boycotted and stopped participating in anything until they gossiped, because this is honestly crazy. Like, so you have, all right, so if you were to pay these student athletes, how would you pay them? Because everyone knows that the football team is bringing in way more revenue than the golf team at a big university. So how do you think would you pay every athlete at these universities?
I think that paying every athlete equally would be the best way for that to work out, because if everybody is so dedicated to this whole amateurism idea and the whole sense of pride in school and everything, then, well, give the student athletes an incentive to compete harder and to cheer each other on amongst their own schooling. I mean, there's no reason why football players shouldn't be at volleyball player games the same way that a math student is at the college Saturday game. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's out there rooting for each other. It builds a stronger sense in community.
Exactly, yeah. I feel like they should just take a percentage of each university should take a percentage of how much revenue and profit they gain with ticket sales, TV viewing sales, you know, jersey sales, anything really. Take all those numbers, take a percentage of those numbers and disperse it to all the student athletes across the university. On scholarship, walk-ons, you know, that's a whole other different topic to go, but I honestly feel like that this should change, honestly. It is sick. It is it's modern day slavery. What really, it comes down to is really modern day slavery.
And what's crazy is, and what gives hope right now is that the fact that in even the past day, couple of days, that they've been having talks of giving these players likeliness to their names. Because, yeah. I mean, for example, Zion Williamson this year blew out through his shoe, could have messed up all his ligaments in his knee, could have been done for life, would have received zero. Best player to come out of high school, college, and who knows how long. And I mean, how long are they going to let that happen? You know?
Exactly.
Man, what are some of the issues that you see with athletes being awarded scholarships? Because, I mean, the largest reported revenue in D1A in 1985 was $17,000, with an average of $6,000 for football alone. And the NCAA generating $1 billion in 2017, and then everybody really benefiting from the athletes except for them. What's your take on all that?
I just feel like the athletes should get paid at the end of the day. You have the coaches getting paid millions. You have the athletic directors and supervisors everybody's getting paid. The trainers are getting paid. Tutors, the counselors, the professors, everyone's getting paid except for the athletes. And they are the ones that are bringing in the billions of dollars to these universities.
Exactly. The revenue has just changed dramatically since the 80s. And then, like you said, the coaches are being paid millions. According to thebestschools.org, in 2019, the 25 highest paid college coaches were... Four out of the top five were football coaches, all ranging from $8.3 million to $7.5 million. And the student athletes are receiving a $100,000 scholarship that just is supposed to be enough.
$7.5 million.
While they also are struggling to put on socks or
top
not even really struggling, if you think about it. Even if they weren't struggling, why are they not benefiting from the fact that they're
They're personally probably are not struggling, but I know for a fact most of the student athletes back home, you know, they don't come for money, especially the ones playing in big time schools. Like a lot of these kids come from poverty, you know. A lot of these kids come from a background where they live, you know, they were raised by a single parent, you know, they have multiple brothers and sisters, and you know, mama just doesn't have the money. And you know, they are at these universities to get a way out, you know.
And that's really where it kind of turns dark when it comes to college athletics, is that the fact that there's brothers and sisters of these big time student athletes that are struggling to get food on the table at the end of the day. And their parents, for example, like Reggie Bush, actually, who got his Heisman Trophy stripped from him, ESPN reported back in 2016. That was stripped because he received payment from boosters to help his mom get a house.
Exactly.
And I mean, this Reggie Bush then, if anybody remembers back in 2005, was the star of LA. He was USC. Bush, you know what I mean? And this guy, he got everything taken from him, everything from the record books and everything, all because of stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a sick game. It needs to come to an end. You know, finally we're seeing some hope. We're seeing some hope, you know, with them, you know, reviewing or thinking about paying these athletes, you know, based on their name and likeness. So hopefully things will change sooner
rather than later. Yeah, because it's got to be done. Exactly. And the conversations just have to be had.
It has to, honestly. I'm just praying for NCAA to make a comeback because I missed that game so much.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you again.
Cue the music.
Next time. Yes.